Poll: Majority of Americans fear second wave of the coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on June 16, 2020. A majority of Americans fear a second wave of the Chinese coronavirus, and most say they would change their behavior by practicing social distancing, halting gatherings with family and friends, and ultimately resuming self-quarantining. An Axios/Ipsos poll released on Tuesday revealed. Most Americans, 81%, indicated they are worried of a second coronavirus wave. Of those, nearly one-third, 30%, are extremely concerned, and 26% are very concerned. The survey, taken among 1,022 U.S. adults from June 12 to 15, 2020, also showed the vast majority of Americans indicating they will drastically change the way they live their lives if another wave sweeps the nation. Respondents were asked, if there's a second wave of the coronavirus in your state, how likely are you to do each of the following? According to the survey, 85% of U.S. adults said they would likely socially distance, 79% would stop having gatherings with family and friends, 77% would keep children home from school or daycare, 73% would stop going to non-grocery retail stores, and 65% would self-quarantine. Democrats and Republicans are particularly divided on the likelihood of self-quarantining, with 81% of Democrats indicating they would do so but slightly less than a majority of Republicans, 49%, saying the same. People are starting to be concerned about it again, said pollster Chris Jackson, senior vice president for Ipsos Public Affairs, according to Axios. Despite the heightened concerns, Jackson noted that people's behaviors are not currently matching up with their increasing worries. The survey also showed that 64% of those surveyed say returning to their normal pre-coronavirus life represents a large or moderate risk, up from 57% a week ago. The share of people extremely or very concerned about getting sick rose from 32% to 40% last week. Those fearing U.S. economic collapse rose from 48% to 54%. There also were upticks in people's concerns about job security and the government's response to the outbreak. The survey's margin of error is +3.3%. The survey comes as Americans ease back to a state of normality following the peak of the pandemic. Large groups of protesters have gathered from city to city, spurred by the death of George Floyd. However, the theme of several of the gatherings has morphed into demonstrations for sister causes. Thousands on Sunday gathered around the Brooklyn Museum Plaza, for example, to stand in solidarity with Black trans lives. While the establishment media and progressive politicians heap praise on demonstrators flocking to the streets, the same characters are blasting the Trump campaign over its decision to resume popular rallies. The far-left fake news media, which had no COVID problem with the rioters and looters destroying Democrat-run cities, is trying to COVID shame us on our big rallies. Won't work, Trump exclaimed on Monday. The Trump campaign announced on Monday it will have attendees of his upcoming rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, undergo temperature checks. The campaign will also distribute face masks, hand sanitizer, and provide water bottles to keep people hydrated, according to Aaron Perrine, deputy communications director for the Trump campaign.